So if our second habit in the difference course then is being present, about giving our full and undivided attention, really concentrating, properly listening, not just pretending to listen when only you're actually half listening and kind of thinking about something else, or maybe that's just me. I know being present is definitely something that I need to work on, that I struggle with. Maybe that's something for you too. But if we look at this story with Jesus, he really is present with this woman. He gives her his full attention. Even when she tries to kind of veer the conversation off in a different direction, he pulls it back in. He's clearly sensitive to what God is doing in that conversation and doesn't let her get off track. And actually, I think if we want to be present with people, we also need to learn to be present with God. In fact, if you can get that being present with God thing right, I think then maybe the being present with people follows on from that. Justin Welby suggested that when we're present with people, it changes things. One expert in pastoral care and counselling, somebody called David Ausberger, said this. I think it's on the next slide, David. Being heard is so close to being loved that for the average person, they're almost indistinguishable. That's interesting, isn't it? Being heard is so close to being loved that they're almost indistinguishable. So being present can really make a difference. Megan, would you mind just getting me a cup of coffee? Sorry, I've got a really dry throat. Benji, I might just need a little hand, actually. Do you think you might be able to come up and give me a hand? Bring Mummy if you want to. Do you think you could? Yeah, Mummy could come and give you a hand. That'd be great. I should tell us. Thanks. Has it got sugar in it?
No.
Okay, I'll just... So, Benji, I just want you to keep an eye on my coffee and tell me if it's ready for me to drink. Oh! Oh!
Is that okay?
Does it look ready for me to drink?
You think you should drink that?
Megan, you're supposed to be bringing me coffee. What is this?
Is that coffee?
Does that look right? No. Do you think I should just leave it? What do you reckon? Oh, no. Wrong answer. No. Joe is not going to drink that. It looks quite scary. Thanks for checking it out for me, though, guys. Thank you. Yeah, there I was thinking I was going to get an ordinary drink, but actually this drink is a lot more happening. If you can't see at the back, it's quite eventful over here. Thanks. Lovely. Where were we? Being present. This drink is very present. Sorry to be a bit distracting there. Being present, where was I? Although actually, maybe the drink has got something to say, because this drink is a lot more than a drink. It was trying to spread out everywhere and go everywhere. And actually, in this passage, you'll see that that is what happens. If we read on in the passage of what happens when Jesus is present with this woman, let me read the end of the story. This is what happened at the end of the passage. Back in the village, the woman told the people, "Come and see a man who knew all the things that I did, who knows me inside out. Do you think this could be the Messiah?" And they went out to see for themselves. Many of the Samaritans from the village committed themselves to him because of the woman's witness. "He knew all about the things I did. He knows me inside out." They asked him to stay on, so Jesus stayed on for the next 2 days. A whole lot of more people entrusted their lives to him when they heard what he had to say. They said to the woman, "We're no longer taking this on your say-so. We've heard it for ourselves, and we know for sure he's the saviour of the world." So the whole town is impacted by this conversation. Many people trusted Jesus because of that conversation. It wasn't just the woman herself. A whole load more Samaritans who wouldn't have dreamt that Jesus was interested in them came into the kingdom. So being present, it's a challenge. But actually, if you can do it, it spreads out much more widely than just to the person we were thinking of. A bit like this drink has kind of overflowed somewhat. Actually, it can overflow to those around us. So being present, can we do it? Can we commit to trying to do it? I wonder how God is calling each of us to be a little bit more present in those broken relationships and situations of conflict that we are aware of. Well, we're going to have a little bit more of a think and a respond to God about how we might be present and who he might be calling us to be present to in a moment. But let me invite the band up, and we're going to spend a few moments being present to God together as we worship him in song before we carry on with some prayer activities. So, band, if you can come. Thank you.